Just back to the concept of team, right? We all have to play our roles. And, you know, we did the things that nobody really wanted to do. It's almost like you have a car that is shiny, looks all pretty, but under the hood, that motor has to be airtight. And that's what we did to help the team win and make guys like Reggie Hemp look good.
He certainly made him look
He's
good.
He's thankful to you.
Hey, everybody. NBA All-Star Week from Indianapolis. And so we want to shout out and give huge thanks to the Indiana Pacers for hosting us in partnership with David Meltzer and Sean and Lacey. And when it comes to the Indiana Pacers, there are a few franchise players that come to mind. And we're so blessed and fortunate to be with one of the cornerstones of the Pacers franchise, Dale Davis. Thank you so much for hanging with us today.
Thanks for having me, and it's a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you getting swindled by the Pacers to come and join us, but it's certainly an honor. And you're the all-time rebound leader of the Pacers, and what I've learned from being in sports so long, there's a defensive mindset of some of the greats like Meta last night, mm-hmm. Dennis Rodman, all who have been on the show as well. But it takes a different character, a different team perspective to be an all-time rebound leader. What are some of the differences that you see when you're focused in on providing an opportunity for other teammates than not necessarily taking the opportunity or the shot all the time? How's your mindset and how has it been utilized after you were done playing as well?
Well, I think that goes to the just back to the concept of team, right? And so in any team concept, you know, we all have to play our roles. And so when I got to the Pacers, it was a lot of talent there, and so we kind of grew, you know, with the city and other folks that came along, Antonio and McKee, and you know, we did the things that nobody really wanted to do. It's almost like you have a car that is shiny and looks all pretty, but under the hood, that motor has to be airtight, and that's what we did to help the team win and make guys like Reggie Nymph look good.
He certainly made him look
He's
good.
He's thankful to you.
One of the things.
Imagine how good you could have made Cheryl. Because everybody knows she was better than Reggie.
Absolutely.
So one of the things that we've seen as a common theme with some of the greats that have come through is that they've all had this ability to break through mm-hmm. these barriers that other people have placed on them. So let's look back, Clemson, even beforehand, high school ball. Can you recall any times when people maybe told you, hey, Dale, this might not be for you? Or, hey, listen, not everybody goes on to play in the NBA. And how did you, with your mind, break through that? How were you able to fully express your full potential?
I think one of the things from my perspective, and just looking back, I love sports. And so football was my number one sport. And so, but I played basketball in the parks and never played on an organized team. And so just was having a conversation earlier where, you know, I didn't make the junior high team, seventh, eighth grade, middle school. And then I tried out for the ninth grade team. And my high school coach said, if you work at it, you can play pro ball one day. And I was like, all right. And just, you know, just kept working and just had that drive to be successful and put the naysayers to sleep.
And Dale, one of the things I know about you and your career and your character, and you mentioned it when you were talking about the teamwork of the Pacers and the success that you had in the 90s especially, mm-hmm. The people that are willing to learn to love what other people don't like or love to do, or even what they don't like or love to do. And, you know, there used to be, as I represented a lot of the great athletes, they would say to me, Dave, I when I'm negotiating the contract, they said, Dave, I'd play for free. It's all the other stuff I have to do. That's why I make millions. But they also, you know, learn to love stuff that nobody in the ninth grade, the 10th grade, the 11th grade, when all the other kids were having fun, not focused, disciplined, they were learning to love stuff that nobody liked. Mm-hmm. How much is that had an impact, and do you think it's true that you have to learn to love what other people don't like or love to do? You have to do the things that nobody likes in order to be the best at what you do?
Well, it's called the dirty work, per se, in many eyes, and so just loving the game in itself and just having the desire to win, and so whatever that takes, just making those sacrifices to do that to help your team win, and that's kind of been my mindset, because it was just a great opportunity back when I came. We had Reggie, Chuck, Detlef, Rick, a lot of scores, and so it's just not enough balls for you to be that scorer too, and you take those opportunities, you know, when they come, and so you know, that's what I saw that opportunity, and so it was a missing void that was filled.
This week probably for you is a lot about talking about the past. Let's give a moment to talk about Dale of today. What are you excited about as a man? What do you have working on? What are some of the projects that get you up every day?
One of the big things that I've put together is still from transitioning from sports is team. And so the Pro Team concept, which is an acronym for technology, education, athletics, and medical. And so we have some proprietary technologies that is social impactful from a banking standpoint, energy, proprietary technologies, and of course sports is a given, but we've been going into schools and municipalities and doing a whole overview plan of taking what's there, creating programs for literacy and training, job creation, and so we've been penetrating the market, and that's been a process. So because the younger generation of youth is one of the big keys for me, coming from, you know, modest you know, surroundings, and so hopefully this concept will help level the playing field and provide opportunities, you know, not only domestically but globally.
You know what I found as we had this dinner last night, which, you know, we'll sucker you into some dinner sooner or later, since we already suck you into
this. Okay. Yeah,
free food. That's my deal. Free food's there for you, buddy. As much as you can drink and eat, it's all yours. But I find that there's a fraternity of professional athletes, and it's a fraternity that I belong to, and Sean as well. It's a fraternity of mama's boys. Mm-hmm. There is an affinity to successful people that honor their moms, and they are inspired by their moms, and they got their work ethic, not by listening. A lot of us don't listen to our moms when we're young, but we watched them. We watched them. Absolutely. And, you know, some of them were the strongest people in our lives and still are. How important is your relationship with your mom, and are you in my fraternity of being a mama's boy?
Absolutely. So in fact, lost my mom about a year ago.
I'm sorry.
And so the last couple of years before that, just had a opportunity to take care of her and spend a lot of time. And, you know, we just reminisce over, you know, all those memories, and you know, even though I lost her, it still, you know, still always gives me that inspiration to carry out the plan, and so but from just watching her growing up, the sacrifices, the just making sure we had, and kind of doing that, you know, as a single parent on our own, and so you know, it's important for me to continue to take this path to do great things, and of course she's always going to be next to my heart, and but that is a key point of why we do what we do and who we are.
I tell you, I love the perspective because as my mom's turning 80, I tell people all the time, I love that my dream came through to have the opportunity to take care of my mom.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, and that is absolutely one of the greatest successes of my life and still remains, I feel you.
Well, obviously, too, to see you here out NBA All-Star Week, you care a lot about the youth from your team project. Let's wrap up with any message that you have.
Oh, wait, before we wrap up, I got to ask the famous question. They asked it last night. Who's the toughest guy to cover?
Probably that guy that started in Orlando and ended up in, well, L.A. And he didn't need no help getting the cars, and he still got the cars. But Shaq probably was. A lot of people just don't realize how good he was for his athletic ability, hands, footwork when he was young. So I would say he's probably the toughest that, you know, anybody could face. Yes.
Back at you, Sean.
So with your care for the game, your care for the team, obviously being here today with the Pacers, what kind of message do you have for today's players, the youth of today? Are you concerned? Are you happy for the future of the game? Any words of wisdom for today's players?
To me, it's pretty simple. Definitely happy to see where the game is going. From from the economics, right? And contracts are huge. And you know, we pay homage to the guys before us, and just knowing that history, what those guys had to go through even back in the day, and so I think the education of knowing the history, for the younger generation is still important. And just it's simple formula. You're gonna get in, you're gonna get out what you put in. And so if you put that extra work in, roll those sleeves up and come extra, leave late, and sometimes you learn that along the way, which I did as well. And and that's the message. Just the hard work will pay off.
I love it. Well, I know that speaking on behalf of Dave, if there's anything that we can do to support your projects, your initiatives, we would love to help and support you. And one day, he's going to obligate you to come to one of these dinners.
For sure. Invitation, not obligation, but free food, the incredible Dale Davis. What an honor it is for you to be here with us on NBA All-Star Weekend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for joining us.